Come si fa in moda?
Let's pray in silence. The new Lord Jesus Christ, we keep the Sabbath today. Please sing him 523.
All the ways my 我们先唱 436首
Let's first sing him 436
各位弟兄姐妹大家平安
Peace to you brothers and sisters
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在
May the grace of the Lord be with you always
在生病的时候 常常是诗歌 跟灵言陪伴着我们
When we are sick, oftentimes psalms and hymns they accompany us
小弟在从徽州回来 在医院有一天晚上 觉得可能过不了那个晚上
After I returned from Africa When I was lying in the hospital There was one night I thought that I couldn't make it
虽然也从诗歌跟圣灵当中得到安慰
Even though I received comfort from hymns and Holy Spirit
也开始在想 以后的问题
I start to think about problems relating to the future.
我第一个想，如果我现在走，感谢主还不错。
My first thought was, if I were to leave right now, then that's not bad either. Thank God.
当传道走，比做 engineer 走更有价值了。
It's more valuable to leave this world as a pastor than as an engineer.
我又想，上礼拜才在天宝教会领过圣餐。
Last week, I led the Holy Communion in Tampa Church.
所以应该是相当有把握可以见主耶稣。
So I'm pretty sure that I can see Lord Jesus.
但是想到说，那家人怎么办呢？
Then I thought, what would happen to my family?
这个是想要留一个遗嘱啊。I
wanted to leave a will behind.
我遗嘱都已经想好了。I've
already drafted.
我要告诉我太太啊，死之后呢，一定要火葬，不要土葬。
I said I would like my wife to cremate me instead of bury me.
我希望我太太以后可以再嫁人，因为我希望她可以幸福快乐。
I would like my wife to marry another person because I want her to live a happy life.
我想很多。
I thought about many things.
隔天早上，我两个孩子来看我。
The following morning, my two children came visit me.
很想就这样跟他们讲我的遗嘱。
I want to tell them my will.
可是又怕吓到他们呢。
But I was afraid to scare them.
所以我又把它吞到肚子里面去了。So
I swallowed my thoughts.
那这个时候对人生的这个事情呢，就有相当的感触。At
that time, I had deep feeling for life.
我常想，是不是一定我们要到生命的最后一刻，再思考人生的问题呢？
I often think to myself, do we need to wait until our last minute in this world to think about the problem of life?
我们是不是也可以用今天早上敬拜神的时间来数算一下人生的日子？
Can we not use the time that we have this morning to count the days of our life?
我们来看诗篇90篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇90篇。
Psalm 90.
诗篇90篇的12节。
Psalm 90 verse 12.
90篇12节
Chapter 90 verse 12
这个是摩西所写的诗歌
This is a song written by Moses
我们知道摩西他是一个很有智慧的人
We know that Moses was a very wise person
因为他的人生经历过王宫的荣华
Because in his lifetime he enjoyed the good times in the kingdom
他经历旷野的操练
And he had gone through the suffering in the wilderness. He experienced different kinds of relationships that a person can have in his lifetime.
更重要的是他跟神, 面对面说话。
More importantly, he talked to God face to face.
他跟神很亲近。
He had a very close relationship with God.
所以他的生命充满了智慧。
Therefore, his life was full of wisdom.
90章12节他这样讲。
In chapter 90, verse 12, he says,
求你指教我们怎么样数算自己的日子。
To teach us to number our days.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That we may gain a heart of wisdom.
所以今天早上让我们来数一数我们这一生的日子。
Therefore, tonight, let us count our days.
希望主耶稣给我们一颗智慧的心。
May Lord Jesus give us a wise heart.
能够知道怎么用智慧的心来度过人生下面的日子。
So that we may have this heart of wisdom to know how to live the remaining of our life.
诗篇九十篇呢，在谈到人生的岁数是多少。
Psalm 90 discusses the issue of how many days do we have in our life.
我们看第九十篇的第十节。
Please read chapter 90 verse 10.
九十篇第十节。
90 verse 10.
我们把红线就在九十篇。
Please leave your bookmark in this chapter.
他说我们一生的年日是七十岁。
The days of our lives are 70 years.
若是强壮的可到八十岁。
If by reason of strength, there are 80 years.
那个摩西真的是神人，他真的可以把甚至我们现在的平均年龄，都已经预言到了。
Moses is truly a man of God. He even predicted the average life span of a person.
我记得我们在五十年前台湾的乡下，人可以活到五十岁就算是不错了。
I remember 50 years ago in Taiwan, if a person is able to live till 50, then he's considered to be to have a long life.
但是现在的人，我们医学常识比较丰富。
However, nowadays our medical technologies are more advanced.
我们比较知道怎么样吃维他命。
We know how to take vitamins.
所以现在女生一般可以活到八十岁。
And therefore, an average woman can live till 80 years old.
男生也可以平均岁数到七十多岁。
And men on average can live until 70.
其实人的寿数跟疆界神在一生当中已经给我们定好了。
God has already determined the days of our life and where we should live.
在洪水之前，人可以活得很久。
Prior to the flood, man had very long life.
亚当活到九百多岁。
Adam lived until 900 some years old.
挪亚也活到九百多岁。
Noah also lived till 900 some years old.
我们中国人说姜太公，他也活得很老。
And there's a person in China who also had a very long life.
所以在很多民族的传说当中呢，古代的人都活得很老。
And there are many myths in this world that says ancient people they live a very long life.
但是洪水之后，神就应许人可以活到120岁。
However, after the flood, God promised people that they can live till 120 years old.
原来洪水之前的世界跟洪水之后的世界不一样。
The world before the flood and after the flood are different.
洪水之前的世界应该是恐龙可以生存的世界。
The world before the flood should gives a contain environment that's suitable for dinosaurs to live in.
因为那个环境是比现在好的太多。
Because the environment that time is a lot better than what we have today.
那时候人应该比我们更高大。我看过人的化石那个脚印很大的。
Perhaps men during that time are stronger and bigger than we are because I've seen fossils of footprints.
所以当时可以活很久，但是洪水之后，这个世界有了改变。
They're very big, and however after the flood, this world changed.
我们开始有了四季，春夏寒暑。
We started to have four seasons.
那时你应许人还可以活到一百二十岁。
And during that time, it's promised that man can live up to 120.
我们来看创世纪六章第三节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
我们的一生很多事情神早在圣经里面告诉我们了。
God has already tell us what will happen to us in our life in the Bible.
创世纪六章的第三节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
六章第三节。
Chapter 6 verse 3.
主说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他们里面。”然而他的日子还可以到120岁。请读。
The Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
在这个之前活很久，在这个之后洪水就来到了。
And afterwards, the flood came upon the world.
人可以活到120岁。
And man shall live until 120 years.
前些日子小弟看报纸，日本100岁以上的人大概有100多人。
Not long ago, I read from a newspaper that there are more than 100 people in Japan who lived past 100 years old.
但是很少听到活过120岁的。
But rarely I read someone can live past the age of 120.
国家地理杂志在谈到世界上有三种人活得最长。
National Geographic magazine talks about how there are three types of people in this world who have who can live very long.
第一种人就是日本的冲绳岛这里的人他们吃海藻，吃生鱼片
The first type of people live in an island in Japan who includes seaweed and other seafood in their diets.
他们活得相当老。
And so they have longevity.
第二种人就是遵守摩西五经。饭食规矩的人。
The second type of people are those who keep the dietary rules given by Moses.
这样的人不吃有壳的海鲜所以他们胆固醇都很少
They don't eat seafood with shell, therefore their cholesterol is very low.
所以安息日会他们遵守这样五经的饮食规矩所以他们说安息日会的信徒他们很多人活得相当老。
Some church keep these dietary rules, therefore some of their members, they live for a very long time.
另外一种人就是瑞士山里面的人。
The third type of people are the Swiss or people who live in the Alpines.
这里老人家他们一样上山砍柴活动筋骨。
This type of people, they go up to the mountain every day and they exercise every day.
所以这里的人也活得因为空气好又有劳动活得也比较久
Because air is fresh and they exercise, therefore they live longer.
所以摩西跟我们讲，人生的日子可以活到七十岁。
Therefore, Moses tells us that the days of our lives are 70 to 80 years.
强壮可以到八十岁。
And by reason of strength, they are 80 years.
再老120岁。
If they are even stronger, they can live until 120 years.
如果你可以活到八十岁。
If you can live till 80 years old,
我们要有智慧的心算一算。
We need to have a heart of wisdom to count our days.
你的人生过了一半没有
？Have we lived half of our lives?
过了三分之一、三分之二没有
？Or one third of our lives?
过去的日子，多少的日子是浪费的呢
？How many of our lives are wasted?
那你再回想你过去的生命
？If you reflect the life you had,
你这辈子你可以夸口的事情到底是什么？
What are some things that you can be proud of?
我们看回来诗篇九十一篇九十篇的第十节。
Please return to Psalm chapter 90 verse 10.
诗篇九十篇的第十节。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
九十篇第十节。
Chapter 90 verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮的，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦。请读。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and by reason of strength they are 80 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow.
摩西他回想自己一生的过程。
When Moses reflects upon his life,
他有时候为了要断案从早站到晚上听百姓的抱怨。
And many times he had to judge the people from morning to night.
生活一不顺利百姓有时候要拿石头把他丢死。
When there are any difficulties, the people will want to stone him to death.
当神要毁灭以色列百姓的时候，他上山四十天不吃不喝。
When God has decided to destroy the people of Israel, Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days and nights without eating and drinking.
所以他回想他过去的生命。
And therefore, he reflects the life that he had.
人生的夸口到底是什么呢
？What can a man boast about?
就是劳苦跟愁烦
He can only boast about labor and sorrow.
圣经很多智慧的人都是用这样的字眼在描述人生。
There are many people in the Bible who describe our life using the words labor and sorrow.
耶伯记第五章，耶伯这样讲。
In Job chapter 5, Job says.
他说：“人为妇女所生。
Men are born of women.
日子短少。
And our lives are short.
多有苦难。
There are difficulties always.
真的，这是很多人一生的写照。
And truly, this is a description of most people's life.
雅各活到130岁。
Jacob lived till 130 years old.
法老问他说：“你过去的生命如何啊？日子如何啊？”
Pharaoh asked him, "How's your life?"
他说：“我活到130岁，我的结论就是又短又苦了。”
He said, "I've lived till 130 years old, yet I feel like my life is very short and full of bitterness."
他形容他的一生说：“白日受尽干热。”
He described his life as.In daytime, I suffer scorching from sun.
黑夜受尽寒霜。
In night, I have to suffer the bitter coldness.
晚上常常没有办法合眼睡觉，因为很多烦恼的事情要去思考。
oftentimes I cannot sleep at night because I have so many things to worry about.
当罪啊从一人进入世界之后
，When sin entered the world through one man，
神就咒诅地，也咒诅人。
God cursed the ground as well as man。
啊，所以人就要劳苦满面才能够得到糊口。
Therefore, man has to suffer and toil in order to feed himself.
虽然神提供一条平安的道路，让人来在其中享受福气。
Even though God has prepared a way for us to enjoy blessing and peace.
但是人常常走自己的道路。
Many times, men chose to walk their own path.
不遵守神的话。
They refused to keep God's commandments.
所以我们一生的写照常常像这个经文所描述的。
And therefore, the description of life is often described as said in this passage.
我们看申命记的二十六章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 26.
申命记二十六章。
Deuteronomy 26.
对不起，二十八章。
Excuse me, 28.
这边二十八章谈到，如果我们守神的诫命，神要赐大福气给我们。
This chapter tells us that if we keep the commandments of God, God will give us great blessings.
如果不守神的诫命神真的会让人走自己的路，就要受很多的苦。
If we refuse to keep God's commandments and insist on walking our own path, then we will suffer much.
这边神这样讲哦。
Here God says,
如果你们不遵守我的话，你们要被以色列人要被赶到世界各国去了。
If you do not obey the voice of the Lord, your God, then you will be scattered throughout the world.
六十五节他这样讲。
In verse 65 it says,
在那些国中你必不得安逸，也不得落脚之地。
And among these nations you shall find no rest.
神必却使你在那里心中跳动，眼目失明，精神消耗。
Nor shall the soul of your foot have a resting place, but there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes and anguish of soul.
Trembling heart, failing eyes and
anguish of soul.
What of soul?
Anguish.
Anguish of soul. 你的眼睛哦，会 falling 哦，不一定失明了哈、哦。那你心中常常跳动，你的精神呢消耗。
And you will have failing eyes, trembling heart, and anguish of soul.
生活是紧张不安的。
You'd have a lot of stress in your life.
体力是劳累的。
You would feel tired always.
六十六节。
Verse 66.
你的性命必悬悬无定。
Your life shall hang in doubt before you.
你的生命常常是挂在空中的啦。你昼夜恐惧，自料性命难保。
You shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life.
六十七节。
Verse 67.
为什么六十七节？因为他把人的一种恐惧形容得非常贴切。
67 describes the fear of life very nicely.
他说：“你因心里所恐惧的，眼中所见的，早晨必说，巴不得到晚上才好；晚上必说，巴不得到早晨才好。”
In the morning you shall say, "Oh that it were evening," and at evening you shall say, "Oh that it were morning."
你可以想象以色列人哦，他们被希特勒这样子到处追杀的情形吗？
Can you imagine how Israelites lived their life when Hitler was after their lives?
真的是生命啊，悬悬无定啊。
Truly, their life are hanging in doubt before them.
可能这个希望早晨说巴不得晚上来好，晚上说巴不得说早晨赶快来啊。也许这个早晨被人家追杀，巴不得晚上啊赶快来可以躲藏啊。晚上来了，在森林里面很冷。巴不得早晨啊，阳光赶快出来才好啊。
In the morning, there are people seeking after their life, so they would say, "Oh, that it were evening." But at evening, they have to suffer bitter coldness, so that they wish that evening is morning.
最近股票大跌又大涨。
Recently, stock market went through a roller coaster ride.
如果你们家的财产通通放在股票里面
，If you put all your eggs on stocks.
当股票在跌的时候，你会说巴不得晚上赶快来，这个赶快截止跌啊，不要再跌了。
When the stock market is falling, then you would say, "Oh, that evening will come very soon."
或者是晚上盼望明天可以涨啊，早上赶快来才好啊。
When it's evening, then you would say, "Oh, that were morning."
我们如果心在这个世界，我们就常常心就是悬悬不定。
If our heart is in this world, then our heart would be hanging in doubt before us.
常常是劳苦愁烦呐。
And many times we suffer sorrow and toil.
有人说美国是一块可以实现梦想的地方。
People say that America is a place where you can realize your dream.
可是当你踏进这块美丽的地方
，However, as soon as you step into this beautiful land,
你会觉得不是人家说的那样子。
you'll discover that this land is not as beautiful as described.
生命也是劳苦愁烦啊。
Life is filled with sorrow and toil.
我常想，我这一辈子我可以夸口什么？
I often think, what can I boast about my life?
如果我可以对我孩子讲我生命当中最骄傲的事情，我可以讲什么？
And what can I say to my children about something that I am proud of the most?
我不敢讲我的学历啊。
I dare not to talk about my education.
我不敢讲我的财富啊。
I dare not to talk about my wealth.
但是我会跟他讲一些我辛苦奋斗的生命过程。
However, I will share with them the stories of how I strive and fight.
我会跟他们讲，在你爸爸年轻的时候，怎么样在曼哈顿第五街跟四十二街的啊，是三十几街的餐馆，在那边打工。
I would tell them how when I was young, I had to work in a restaurant on Fifth Avenue.
啊，在大雪的天气里面，骑着单车啊，到处送外卖。
When there's a great snowstorm at night, I had to ride on my bicycle to deliver takeout.
啊，为了是要赚一块钱、两块钱的小费。
So that I can earn a dollar or two in tips.
啊，我会跟他们讲啊，当我回到这个饭店的时候呢，常常有人拿鸡蛋啊，要丢我啊。
I would share with them how when I return to the restaurant, people would want to throw eggs at me.
但是我一样的把牙齿咬紧啊，在雪地当中继续前进啊。
However, I clenched my teeth and continued forward in the snowy night.
我会跟他们讲以前曾经在旅馆打过工。
I would share with them how I worked in a hotel before.
怎么样清厕所？
How I cleaned the restaurant.
啊，怎么样折被单？
How I fold blankets.
这是我这一辈子唯一可以夸口的地方啊。
This is something. These are the only things that I can boast about.
曾经认真活过，每一分钟都认真活着过。
I had to live every minute of my life, with diligence.
所以你一生的夸口到底是什么？
So what's the boast of your life?
你仔细想，常常就是我们的劳苦跟我们的愁烦。
If you think about carefully, it's often the story of our how we toil and suffer in this world.
这样实在是很不值得，不是吗？
Isn't this life not worth living?
那一生的过程又是什么呢？
What's life anyway?
The path of life.
What is the path of life?
我们看九十篇的第十节。
Let's read chapter 90, verse 10.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90, verse 10.
九十篇第十节。
Chapter 90, verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮的，可到八十岁。但是其中所经夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如灰而去。
The days of our lives are 70 years. If by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it's soon cut off and will fly away.
人生的过程，摩西形容说是转眼成空，如灰而去。
Moses described our life as something that will soon be cut off and we will fly away.
我们常常说，以前小时候在写作文，常常会讲一句话，就是我们的日子啊，岁月如梭啊，一筷子很快就过去了。
I remember when I was young, writing an article, I would often write how our life would pass by very quickly.
我们看九十章的第十节、第四节。
Let's read chapter 90, verse 4.
九十章的第四节。
Chapter 90, verse 4.
九十章第四节。
Chapter 90, verse 4.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it's passed, and like a watch in the night.
有时候你过去的生命哦，无论再久，你现在想起来就好像是昨天一样。
No matter how many days you've lived, but when you recall them, it's like they were about yesterday.
就好像昨天晚上的一个更一样。
They're like a watch in the night.
中国人有五更啊。
Chinese people keep time by watch.
那犹太人他们也算更的哈。
Jews also use a watch to keep their time.
真的，你想起来就是过去的生命，就是好像就是一根，就是很快的在弹指之间，就是在前面这样子而已啊。
Truly, life passes by very quickly.
有时候如果说你身体不好，每天晚上起来上厕所。
If you don't have good health, you have to get up every night to go to the restroom.
那你三点起来上洗手间。
If you get up at three.
你五点又起来上洗手间
，and then again at five。
到七点钟你终于起来了。
By seven, you're finally awake。
你去想想，你三点跟五点对你这个七点的距离到底有多远
？So how much distance is there between 3 and 5 o'clock and 5 to 7？
三点跟五点就好像就是对你七点刚起床那一刹那，就是好像就是没有什么差别啊。 3
and 5 o'clock passed by very quickly.
你还记不记得你上小学的第一天呢？
Do you remember the first day of your elementary school?
好像就在前面，不是吗？
It seems like it would be right before you, isn't it?
你还记不记得你结婚的那一天？
Do you remember the day that you were married?
很快乐的日子。
It's a very happy day.
好像就在前面。
It's before you.
你还记不记得你生孩子的那一天？
Do you remember the day that you gave birth to your child?
那也是很紧张很快乐的日子。
The day that you feel very nervous and as well as happy.
但是你现在想，就好像就他们的对你现在的距离就是没有差别，就好像如夜间的一更一样啊。
When you recall this event, it seems like they were but yesterday.
日子真的过得好快啊。
Times fly by very quickly.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你叫他们如水冲去。
You carry them away like a flood.
过去的日子好像水一样冲去，一去就不再回头了。
The days of our past are like a flood. They go and never return.
我们中文说覆水难收，时间过去了，你想要再从头赶它走一次，你没办法再走一次了。
When time passed, there is no way that you can take it back.
哦，小弟读那个朱自清的《匆匆》哦，真的是很有感想。一个作者他写一个文章叫《匆匆》啊。
I read an article.
他说燕子去了有再来的时候。
Saying that when swallow fly away, they will come back one day.
杨柳枯了有在春的时候。
When grass withered, they will be reborn.
桃花谢了有在开的时候。
When flowers fall, they will one day come back.
聪明的你告诉我，为什么我们的日子一去就不回头了呢？
You who are wise, tell me how come when our days pass, they never return.
真的，他说早上起来看到阳光从斜斜的射进来。
Truly, in the morning when you see sunlight passing through your window.
他说阳光有脚哎，它会移动。
It seems like sunlight have feet, they can move.
那你就茫茫然的跟着这个时间在走。
So you follow time.
你就是你觉得时间这么匆忙的时候呢，你也想要去注意时间。
And when you realize that time is passing by very quickly, you want to pay more attention.
你洗脸的时候，日子就从你的脸盆那边走过去。
When you're washing your face, your life is melting away before you.
你吃饭的时候，时间就从你的碗筷当中走过去。
When you're eating, your life is slipping away through the chopsticks.
你想用手把光阴挡住，它又从你的手指间走过去。
You want to stop time with your hand, yet it passes through your fingers.
当你晚上躺在床上的时候。
When you're lying on your bed at night.
日子轻轻巧巧的就从你的脚尖又溜走了。
Time is slipping by.
它不再回来。
He will never return.
那如果人生日子这样匆匆，
If time passes by so quickly,
那你又不能够成就什么东西，
You don't have enough time to accomplish anything.
朱自清问一个问题说，聪明的你告诉我，为什么我们要白白走这一遭呢？
So I ask you, you who are wise, why do we need to live this life?
他说我们的日子真的好像水冲去一样。
So our life is truly like a flood.
第五节，
Verse 5,
你叫他们如水冲去。
You carry them away like a flood.
他们如睡一觉。
They are like asleep.
我们的日子好像睡一觉一样。
Our life is like asleep.
总是要起床的。
There's a day that we need to awake.
睡觉常常会做梦。
When we are asleep, often we dream.
有人说人生就好像一场梦。
People say that life is like a dream.
你觉得你的人生像一场梦吗？
Do you feel that your life is like a dream?
真的，我们的梦有时候有时是噩梦，有的是好梦。
Sometimes we have nightmare, the other times we have good dreams.
一个老师问一个小朋友什么叫做梦。
Teacher asked students, what is dream?
那个小朋友说，梦就是当我吃拉力帕吃到一半的时候就被妈妈叫醒了，那个就是梦。
And the student says, dream is...When I'm halfway eating my lollipop, then my mom take away my lollipop.
那个是美梦，他在梦中是吃拉力帕。
And that's a good dream because in his dream he's eating lollipop.
多少人做梦，梦里面被蛇追呢？
And how many people have dreamed that they were chased after by a snake?
所以梦充满了喜怒哀乐跟悲欢离合。
And therefore, dreams in dreams there are so many different emotions.
我们人生就是这样睡一觉就醒过来，梦醒了那个人生就过去了。
Our life is like a dream. We go to sleep, we awake, and when we are awake, life is already
gone. 90章第五节。
Chapter 90, verse 5.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们生如生长的草。第六节。
Verse 6.
早晨花芽生长，晚上各 割下枯干尽头。
Verse 5, you carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it's cut down and withers.
我们人生啊，真的是如花似草的人生啊。
Our life is like flowers and grass.
我们来看以赛亚书四十篇。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十篇的第六节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6.
以赛亚书四十篇第六节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6.
四十篇第六节
Chapter 40, verse 6.
有人声说你喊叫吧有一个说我喊叫什么呢说凡有血气的都如草他的美貌多像野地的花第七节
Verse 7.
草必枯干花必凋谢因为主的气吹在其上百姓诚然是草第八节
Verse 8.
草必枯干花必凋谢唯有我们神的话必永远立定请读
Verse 6.The voice said, Cry out, and he said, What shall I cry? O flesh is grass, O its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever.
真的，我们年轻的时候，有十八岁，像带花、带开的花朵一样。
When we're 18, we're just like a flower that's about to blossom.
我们年轻人呢、啊，到十八岁啊，好像刚出来的太阳一样。
At the age of 18, we're just like the morning sun.
但是这里说神的气要吹在上面。
But here it tells us that God's breath will blow upon us.
草必凋谢，花必草必枯干，花必凋谢。
The grass will wither, the flowers will fade.
小弟有一次去探访一个老人家。
Once I went to visit an elderly member.
他一百多岁了、哦、
He is more than 100 years old.
我去看他，他没有跟我讲话，没帮我讲话。
When I went to visit him, he can't talk to me because he's unable to talk.
静静的躺在那里。
So he just lay there quietly.
所以我不知道讲什么，就静静的看他。
I didn't know what to say, so I looked at him.
但注意到，哇，这个老人家、哦、那个真的那个皱纹啊，一条一条的、哦
And I see deep wrinkles on his face.
但是一副很慈祥的样子。
But he looked very kind.
他的孩子带我去。
His child brought me to visit him.
墙上有一张很漂亮的图画。
There's a very beautiful picture hanging on the wall.
我就问他的孩子，这个图画是谁？
So I
长得像电影明星一样。
I asked.
这个是一个小姐了哦。一个小姐，我说这个小姐是谁？长得像电影明星一样。
So I asked the child, "Who's this lady? She's as beautiful as a movie star."
这是我妈妈年轻的时候了。
And so she said that this is my mom when she was young.
真的呢，岁月如挥刀啊，刀刀催人老啊。
It's true that life is like a knife that will, leave you damaged.
我们曾经荣华过。
We were glorious once.
但是呢。总有一天我们会知道说草必枯干花必凋谢
But there's one day you'll find grass has withered, flowers has faded
这是人生的过程、啊、
This is the process of life
那如果我们人生真的是这样子、哦、
If truly our life is like this
有时候觉得实在是很不值来活这一生呢
Sometimes we might feel that it's not worth it to live life
我们继续看下去
Let's continue to read
那人生的终点到底是哪里呢
What's the destination of our life?
诗篇九十篇
Psalm 90
九十篇第二节
Psalm 90 verse 2
诗篇九十篇第二节
Psalm 90 verse 2
第三节对不起第三节
Excuse me verse 3
你使人归于尘土说你们世人要归回
You turn man to destruction, say, return, O children of man.
这边提到两种归回。
This verse describes two types of return.
第一种就是归回尘土。
The first one is return to dust.
第二种是归回神的身边。
The second one is to return to God.
真的，我们呢、啊，人生走到尽头就是一把尘土了。
That's truly at the end of our life, we're but dust.
我们看传道书的十二章第七节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7.
传道书十二章第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7.
尘土能归于地，灵乃归于是灵的神。请读。
then the dust will turn to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
当神起初创造人的时候
，When God created the man，
啊，他是用尘土所造的。
He created them in with dust.
其实尘土是 dust， 那是土的细末，还算品质还不错。
Dust is very fine powder of dirt.
如果你仔细看，动物是从土出来的。
If you observe carefully, you notice that animals come from dirt.
在神创造的时候，那个动物是从土啊，不是 dust， 是从 earth 出来的哦。
That they come from earth.
所以你看人的 quality 哦，人的品质是比动物好一点了，
you see,
好很多了。
See that men are well more well made than animals.
那无论怎么样，无论动物是人，走到终点，我们都是归于一匹黄土啊。
But no matter what, at the end, we will return to dust.
圣经真的很奇妙哦，这个早早就告诉我们人是土做的。
The Bible is very miraculous because in the very beginning, it already tells us that we're made from dust.
现在我们科学比较进步啊，人查考人身体的元素呢，很多就是那种铁啊。煤啊，磷啊，很多都是地上的尘土啊，
的
元素啊。
Of the scientific tools that we have, we gradually come to understand that the elements of our body are from earth.
所以我们要相信圣经真的是神的话。
So we have to believe that the Bible is the word of God.
那无论怎么样，到终点我们归土。
No matter what our final destination.
虽然我们不喜欢这样的结局。
Even though we don't like this kind of destination.
但是你不想死，也不得不死啊。
Even though you don't want to die, but you have no choice.
传道书八章的第八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
多少人想要去避免不死？
How many people want to run away?
听说秦始皇去念长生不老药。
It's said that emperor in China seeking for a pill that will give him eternal life.
今天秦始皇在哪里？
Where is this emperor today?
听说这个列宁啊，抓了一大堆人类要研究怎么样长寿。
Said that the scientists studied.
苏联的头头哈，列宁啊。
Oh, Lenin. Lenin studied many old people want to find out what's the secret.
今天列宁在哪里
？But today, where is Lenin?
今天我们很重视健康。
Today we focus on our health.
我们吃了很多健康的食品。
We eat many supplements.
但是一百年之后我们在哪里
？But 100 years from now, where would you be?
我们有时候想要多活几年呢。
We want to live a few more years.
但是不想死就可以不死吗
？But is it true that if we don't want to die, then we will not die?
传道书八章的八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
八章八节。
Chapter 8 verse 8.
八章八节。
Chapter 8 verse 8.
无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住。请读。
No one has the power over the spirit to retain the spirit.
也无人有权力掌管死期。
And no one has power in the day of death.
这场征战无人能免。
There is no release from that war.
邪恶的人也不能救，邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。
The wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it.
你再邪恶，你要把死挡住，我们也挡不住死啊。
No matter how wicked you are, there's no way that you
can stop death. 现在的问题是我们不晓得死到底哪一天会临到众人呢？临到你跟我。
The problem that we have today is we don't know when death will come upon us.
我们知道有一天会来。
We know that will come one day.
我们知道有一天我们的身体就是会被火烧掉，或是被虫吃掉，成为泥土。
We know that one day our body will be burned by fire, will be eaten by worm, will return to dust.
但是问题是什么时候来呢
？But the problem is when will that day come?
你也没有办法掌管这个日期啊。
There's no day that you can control it.
除非自杀了，除非自杀。
Unless you eat dust.
但自杀？哦，自杀。
Unless you commit suicide.
自杀是不对的。
But suicide is wrong.
因为自杀是把生命放在自己手里面啊。
Because suicide is to commit your life into your
hands. 好像把人当神一样啊。
Just like you're making yourself God.
因为生命是在神手里面啊。
Because life is in the hand of God.
神要人死，人没有办法活。
God wants man to die, then man shall
live. 神不要人死，你再病的再厉害也不会死。
If God wants a man to live, no matter how serious his illness,
问题是我们常常想多活更久一点。
But the problem is many times we want to live longer.
你知道什么时候死亡会来临吗
？Do you know when death will come upon you?
小弟当传道十几年，对这个事情实在是很多的感触。
I've been a pastor for more than a decade. I have many feelings about this.
我怎么知道神会派一只蚊子就在那一刹那叮到我呢
？How do I know that God will let the mosquito bite me at that one moment?
其实小弟这次到非洲去哦，本来是有吃药的。
And before I went to Africa, I took medicine.
那如果你常常吃这个马拉利亚的药，应该是没有问题的。
If you take medicine for malaria, you should be fine.
但是哦，吃了两个礼拜哦，发觉到没什么蚊子啊。
But after taking it for 2 weeks, I noticed that there's no mosquitoes around me.
我说没什么蚊子，这个药又很伤肝呐、啊，哎呀，不吃算了。
And I said to myself, since there's no mosquitoes around me and this medicine would damage my liver, then I shall not take it.
有一天傍晚呢，傍晚呢，应该是你要喷那个 instant repel 的时间呢、啊，应该要喷那个驱蚊子的那种时间呢、啊。
So evening comes and it's time for me to spray on repellent.
但是刚好肚子痛，想要去洗手间。
But just at that moment, I had a stomach ache, so I went to the restroom.
所以也太急了，所以也没有去包包里面买那个东西来喷呢、啊。
And when the rush, so I didn't have time to take the spray with me.
那蹲在后来一个去茅厕蹲在那里啊。
So I went to the restroom and stayed there.
我知道我被一只蚊子叮了。
I knew that I was bitten by one mosquito.
我心里想，会不会因为这一次我就完蛋了呢？我就得马拉利亚了呢？
I had a,
心里还在想这个问题啊。
I was wondering to myself, would this be the mosquito that gave me malaria?
我记得我还把它打死。
I remember I killed it.
哎，啊，回到教会里面去。
After I returned to church.
太忙了，也忘了说啊，这样应该来吃药才对啊。
I was so busy that I forgot to take medicine.
你怎么知道你去就那么一短的时间，一只蚊子就来等你啊？
How was I supposed to know that during that short period of time, this mosquito would come and bite me?
这个你没有办法知道的。
There's no way that you can predict.
小弟在湾区连参加过好几个丧礼，在湾区做传道了六年时间呢。最后我祷告神，主耶稣啊，我不想再参加丧礼了，我好辛苦。
And when I was a pastor in the Bay Area for 6 years, I attended many funerals. And toward the end, I prayed to God that God, please, don't let me attend any more funerals. I'm very sad.
有一场丧礼，一个年轻人哦，从 Pacifica 开到 San Jose， 太累了，开出去自己开车去撞大树啊，从 highway 里面走出去撞大树啊。
A youth was killed in a car accident when he was driving from Pacifica to San Jose because he was so tired that he ran into a tree.
很优秀的青年呢，还没有结婚呢。
He's a very good youth. He's not even married.
就这样走掉了。
Then he left this world.
有一个妈妈，有一个六七十岁的阿妈，戴安全帽，戴那个骑单车，然后后来没有骑呀、啊，下来牵单车，安全帽就拿下来。
There was a grandma about 50 to 60 years old. She was riding a bicycle because she got tired, so she came down and was holding it. So she took off her helmet.
谁知道牵车的时候被一个人撞倒了，被车子撞倒了。
And while she was holding her her bicycle, someone came and hit her.
再也没有从医院出来。
And she never left the hospital.
一个十几岁的年轻人。
There's a teenager.
球打一打，发觉到身体不舒服。
After playing basketball, he discovered that he doesn't feel well.
医生说这是小手术，进去就好，一下就好了。
Doctor said that this is a small surgery. You'll be able to leave pretty quickly.
一进去就没有出来。
But once he entered the surgery room, he never returned.
所以刚出来当传道、哦、这个每次访问医院，我就觉得，哎呀，这个不是，就是觉得说，哇，这个医院哦，真的是，哎，常常一进去就看不到人出来啊。
And so I feel whenever I need to visit hospital, I would dread the process because I feel that very often people enter and can never return.
人生的终点就是这样，你没有办法预期，那什么时候就轮到我啊，轮到你啊。
And same thing as death, you can never predict when it will come upon you.
问题是，当你这样子躺在那个棺材里面呢、啊、
？When you're lying in the coffin.
躺在那里。
When you're lying there.
你会知道你真的什么都没有带走嘞。
You'll discover that there's nothing that you can bring with you.
人生的夸口就是劳苦愁烦。
What we can boast about is only our
sorrow. 你能够活到80岁。
We can only live till 80 years.
你过程当中又是一下子就没有了，转眼成空。
And this process passed by very quickly.
你最后什么又没有办法带走
？In the very end, there's nothing that I can bring with you.
请问你来这里做什么
？Let me ask you why.
有时候你看那个棺木里面，你会想，为什么人要白白走这一遭呢？为什么要白白走做这一遭呢
？Sometimes when you're lying in your coffin, you might wonder why do I even bother to live this life.
所以人生哦，如果没有办法归回到神那边去
，Therefore, if we are unable to return to God during our lifetime,
没有办法找到神的美好。
If we're unable to seek the beauty of God,
真的是啊，真的是很冤枉，哎，走一条很冤枉的路了。
Then our life would be in vain.
所以90篇的第3节他这样讲。
Therefore, in chapter 90, verse 3,
says, 你使人归于尘土。
You turn man to destruction.
说你们世人要归回。
And say return, O children.
这个归回是你要回到神的身边那边去了。
This return refers to returning to God.
诸位，这个身体不是你本身呐、啊、哦。
Our body is not ourselves.
你的本身就是你的智慧、情感、意志，那个才是你，不是这个身体，不是这个臭皮囊。
We are ourselves is made of our soul, our emotion, our.
当我们死掉的时候，就是我们那个真正的我，那个离开这个臭皮囊出去了。
And the day we die is the day that we leave our body and return.
就像苏格拉底讲的哈，琴破了，但是弹琴的人还在、啊。
Just like what Socrates says that even though the harp is broken, but the pianist is still there.
这个身体好像是一个琴，这个会破掉的，但是里面那个人是弹琴的人，那个人是还在的。
Our body is just like this harp; it will break one day, but we are the harpist.
就像你的车子啊，你进去的时候车子会动、啊。
Just like a car, when you go into your car,
你离开车子的时候，车子就不动了。
But when you leave the car, it will not move.
那个车子就是你的身体。
That car is your body.
啊，你这个灵魂还在的时候，它就会动。
When your soul still exists, the car will
drive. 灵魂不在的时候，车子不动，将来就烂掉、朽掉了。
But if your soul depart from you, you cannot drive the car.
This car
will rust.
所以我们人生的尽头是要归回，就是那个真正的我。真的，你要想办法回到天父那边去，而不是回到永远的神王那边去啊。
Therefore, the destination of our life is the place next to God.
圣经上讲，信耶稣得永生，不信的要被定罪。
Bible tells us that if you believe in God, you will have eternal life. If you don't, you will be condemned.
如果你相信有一个灵魂的存在
，If you believe the existence of soul,
请问在人生的尽头，你的灵魂要归回哪里
？Let me ask you, at the end of your life, where shall your soul return?
所以摩西跟我们讲，其实人生最大的智慧就是你要趁着还活着的时候，早早归向神呢、啊。
Therefore, Moses tells us that the greatest wisdom that a person can have is to realize that while he's still alive, he shall
return to God. 如果你人生有神，你今生有平安，来世你知道你要归回到你父亲那边去。
If you have God in your present life, in the future you shall have peace, and you will have the knowledge of knowing that you will return to God.
我们来看九十篇的第十四节。
Please turn to Psalm 90, verse 4.
九十篇第十四节。
Chapter 90, verse 4.
这是我们人生最大的智慧。
This is the greatest wisdom of life.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱。好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。九十篇的第十四节，九十篇十四节。
Chapter 90, verse 14, or satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
我们真的帮我们的朋友、弟兄姐妹，我们要早早的回到主耶稣的怀抱。
I hope that we can all return to the bosom of God.
早早的来。保得他的慈爱，叫我们一生一世可以喜乐欢呼了。
And to be satisfied early with God's mercy, so that
我希望每个人都能够认识这位天上的真神。
I hope everyone can come to understand this God.
有一位神哦。
There is a God.
他是永恒存在的神。
He's an eternal God.
九十篇的第二节，摩西这样介绍这位神。
Chapter 90, verse 2, Moses introduced the God.
九十篇第二节。
Chapter 90, verse 2.
诸山未曾出生，地与世界你未曾造成。从亘古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever, you have formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
在你没有被造之前，神存在了。
Before you were made, God exists.
在世界没有被造之前，神存在的。
Before this world is formed, God exists.
从时间的尽头到时间的后末，神永远都是在那里的。
God is always there from the beginning of time to the end of time.
有的人在这个世界说要找神。
Some people want to see God.
他们爬到高山上，像希斯摩说：“我攀登万仞的高冈，神啊，我找不到你啊。”
They climb to the tip of the mountain and say that God, you're not here.
他说：“我下到那个深谷去啊，我也找不到你呢。”
They go to the depth of the valley and they say, God, I cannot find you here.
人在神所创造的世界找神。
Men are seeking God in the world that God has created.
你创造一个这个 bell。
You create the spell.
我创造这个 bell.
If I create the spell,
你在这个 bell 里面找我。
And you want to seek me in this bell.
你如果没有用心灵，你找不到，你没有用心，你找不到神的这个物质的世界。你用眼睛怎么找神呢
？Without using your soul, there's no way that you can find God.
你在高山上，在山谷里面，你没有用你的心，你怎么找神呢
？If you don't use your soul, how can you find God on the tip of the mountain?
但是因为你找不到神，代表神没有存在吗
？But If you can't find God, does that mean that God doesn't exist?
今天我们来到真耶稣教会。
Today we come to True Jesus Church.
我们有圣灵在我们当中。
We have the Holy Spirit among us.
我们实实在在体会神就在我们当中。
We experience God's abidance every minute.
这是有一个NYTS 有一个辅导员这样讲。
A counselor in YTS said.
他说他读过Mother Teresa 的传记。
said that he read the biography of Mother Teresa.
他读的时候很惊讶哦。
He was in awe when he read the biography.
虽然他怎么样, 关怀过这么多的穷人, 爱这么多的穷人,
Even though throughout her lifetime she cared for so many people.
他这一写，他说有在漫漫的长夜当中呢。 她有时候觉得心灵是虚空的，有时候觉得神不在她的身边。
Sometimes she feels empty in her heart, and she feels that God is not right next to her.
有时候觉得神就不存在。
And she feels that God does not exist.
那个孤独人读到那句话，她觉得很感谢神。
When the counselor read this passage, he thanked God.
他说我在这里，在真耶稣教，我摸到神的存在。
He felt very thankful because he is in the True Jesus Church and he can touch God.
所以这边我们知道神是永远存在的，诸山为神造出。
So we have to know that before the mountains were brought forth, before the earth was formed, God is there.
他是全能的,
he is almighty.
他也会住在你里面,
and he will live in you.
他也会跟人同在,
he will abide with you.
今天如果我们可以找到他,
today if we can find him,
常常跟随着他,
and follow him,
我们日子就有平安的居所了,
then we will have peace.
我们看90篇的第一节,
let's turn to chapter 90 verse
1. 90篇的第一节,
chapter 90 verse
1. 主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
在这个时代，我们人都是漂泊的。
In this generation, we're like
我们从一个海洋漂到另外一个海洋。
We're like dust that flow from one place to another.
我们从东岸漂到西岸，又从西岸漂到东岸。
We flow from east coast to the west coast and from west.
我们的心常常是漂泊不定的。
Our heart has no rest.
但是当你找到这位永恒的神，
But when you find this eternal God,
造山造海的神，
The God who created the mountains,
你会知道神就是你的故乡，
You will find that God is your home.
你不用再回到自己的故乡才有安全感，
You no longer do you have to return to your hometown to feel safe.
所以你这一辈子有神， 你在神的这个故乡里面呢， 你就很稳定哦， 好像一艘船有一个锚， 有一个锚，你就不会摇摆不动了。
And this God shall be the anchor that will keep your boat safe.
所以神就是我们的故乡了。
So God is our hometown.
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们，
So brothers and sisters and friends,
我们真的要常常保守自己在神里面。
We need to keep ourselves in God.
能够有摩西提供的这样的智慧。
With the wisdom that provided by
Moses. 真的，当我们生命当中有神呢，
It's truly when we have God in our lives.
人生会没有惧怕呢。
We will have no fear.
我常想人生最宝贵的是什么？
Oftentimes I think, what's the most precious thing
你现在有工作,
that we can have in our life?
不代表以后会继续有工作。
Even though you have a job right now, that doesn't guarantee you you have more job in the future.
你现在有配偶, 不代表以后你持续会有配偶。
You have a spouse right now, that doesn't guarantee that you will continue to have a spouse.
什么让你人生很笃定, 很不害怕呢？
So what can set your mind at ease?
就是有位神。
And that is God.
他是你的爸爸。
He is your father.
他常常跟你同在。
And he is with you always.
我没有害怕。
So you will not fear.
死来你也不会害怕。
When death comes, you shall not fear.
被撞死你也不会害怕。
Even though when you are crushed to death,
打球打到死你也不会害怕。
You will not fear.
那个出在， 不说了哦， 就是你对这些事情你心中都充满平安的。
You will have peace in your heart.
所以愿神帮助我们哦。
May God help us.
能够数算我们这一辈子的日子。
Help us number our days.
能够得到智慧的心。
And to have the heart of wisdom.
能够早早得享神的慈爱。
And to receive God's mercy early.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing him.
523首。
523. Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣，在两个礼拜之后， 我们这边要 举办 灵恩布道大会。
Thank God, in 2 weeks, we shall hold a spiritual convocation.
这是教会所举开一年两次所办的大宴席。
This is a great feast that happens twice a year.
我们要利用这个机会啊， 请弟兄姐妹、朋友们来参加这个宴席。
We're to hold on to this opportunity to invite our friends and relatives.
从礼拜三晚上到礼拜六晚上。
Starting from Wednesday night to Saturday night.
我们请弟兄姐妹啊， 至少每个人打5个电话哦。 去邀朋友或是邀弟兄姐妹能够回来。
We ask our brothers and sisters to make at least five phone calls to invite your friends.
因为神啊， 准备丰富的餐点， 没有人吃啊， 实在是太可惜。
Because God has prepared a great feast, if no one's there to enjoy it, what a shame.
我们也要 去寻找迷失的羊。
And we also have to seek lost sheep.
因为这也是一种灵性复苏的大好机会。
Because this is a very good opportunity to revive our spirituality.
尤其在灵会的最后一天呢，我们有圣餐礼。
And on the last day of convocation, we have Holy Communion.
这是我们生命得丰盛啊，得复苏的一个重要时刻。
This is a very important time for us to receive abundance of life.
所以我们也要尊重神的身体。
We need to respect God's body.
能够在那一天呢，在这边共享神的身体。
And to partake God's body on that day.
我们的心呢，也要为这个事情来准备。
We also need to prepare our hearts.
有些弟兄姐妹啊，他们已经开始为这个事情每天进食一餐在祷告。
Some brothers and sisters have already fasted one meal a day for this.
我们也盼望更多的同龄来加入祷告的行列。
We ask more brothers and sisters to join our prayers.
如果可以在你自己的家，你可以每天播半个小时，为你的家人没有信耶稣的，或者是朋友没有信耶稣的。或者是很久没有再来的同龄啊，能够利用这半个小时，能够特别的为这些人来祷告。
If you have time, please take half an hour to remember those who have not yet believed or members who have not come to church.
真的没有神在生命里面人生缺少极大的智慧。
It's true that without God, we will not have wisdom in our life.
所以我们有了神给我们数算人生的智慧啊。我们也要去寻找人呢，来找找保得神的慈爱。
Once we have wisdom from God to count our days, we need to find more people to come and enjoy this blessing.
做主工是不落空的。
Our labor in God will not be in vain.
当我们走的日子，我们没有办法带世界上任何的东西走。
When we leave this world, there is nothing that we can bring with us.
但是我们奉耶稣的名啊，把一杯凉水给我们当中小朋友喝啊。这样的一个功啊，神都会纪念的。
But if we give a cup of water to a small one in the name of Jesus, God will remember our labor.
所以当我们为神做工神能够纪念，这是唯一可以带走的东西。
The only thing that we can bring with us is God's remembrance of our work.
所以请大家一起来纪念神的大日子。
Therefore, let's all remember God's great day.
请大家束上腰，心灵能够清醒。
Please be vigilant and watchful.
能够加强祷告。
And pray more.
一起加入这个打属灵征战的行列。
Join the battle of truth.
怎么打呢？
How do we fight this battle?
就是一起来祷告，与神同工。
We need to pray together and work with God.
你发觉到你这样能够有一种爱的祷告。
You notice that once you have this prayer of love.
其实你要求自己的，因为你那种爱的付出，神感动你自己没有求的，神都会给你了。
God will be touched by your love, and things that you did not ask for, God will provide.
我们还剩下二十分钟。
We have 20 minutes left.
我们也为这个大会来祷告。
Let's pray for this convocation.
也为我们的朋友们来祷告。
Let's also pray for our friends.
也为软弱的、身体软弱的、灵性软弱的来祷告。
Those who are ill spiritually or physically.
当你把每个人真的是穿他的鞋子，想他的人生。
When you put on your shoes and think about your life.
穿那个人的鞋子，讲那个人的人生。
When you put yourself in other people's shoes and think about their lives,
在为他祷告。
And pray for them.
你会觉得二十分钟一下就过去了。
You realize that 20 minutes will pass by very quickly.
所以愿主耶稣圣灵大大充满我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit fill our heart greatly.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.